Hey, good morning. Good morning. It is Thursday, April the 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's dive in straight away this morning into this meeting with Jesus. The wake-up call, that's what it is. It's kind of a devotion. It's sort of a Bible study, but really what it is at the core is a meeting with Jesus. And he's going to open up God's word to us. He's going to plant the seeds of the word of God. I see behind me here, if you're watching on the YouTube, you can see a bunch of seed packets. There's watermelon and cantaloupe and tomatoes and okra. And you know what? Every morning in these 6 weeks, he's planting Ephesians. He's planting this letter to the Ephesians bit by bit, seed by seed, into our hearts. And he's watering it by his Spirit, and God is making it grow. So you just can't approach a meeting with Jesus casually. That's why we enter by consecration. And here's how we do that. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled On Starting a Jigsaw Puzzle at the Center. Our text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Have you ever tried to put a jigsaw puzzle together by starting with the middle? Of course not. Everyone knows to start with the edges. Not Paul. Paul always begins his puzzle work with the center, and the center is always Jesus. Why doesn't he begin with the edges like the rest of us? It's because there are no edges. When you get Jesus, you also get the Father and the Holy Spirit. With the presence of God, rather than straight edges with hard corners, we get a center and a circumference. This circumference, which extends beyond knowing and permeates throughout, hovering over, among, around, and above the whole picture. Within this circumference are the interrelationships between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the heavenly realm, if you will. When the heavens touch the earth, as they are forever destined to do in the person of Jesus Christ and through his people, the church, miracles happen. the first miracle, which is ever opening, continually unfolding, and the substance of every subsequent miracle is grace itself. Hear it again. God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. So what is grace besides a word that gets thrown around to mean so many things in general that we aren't quite sure what it means in particular anymore? Do you know a person who embraces you completely, unconditionally, and unreservedly, no matter what happens or does not happen, no matter what you do or don't do, no matter who you are or who you will never be? That is grace. Do you know someone whose very personhood and presence is a sheer gift to you? That is grace. Grace is the infectious, transforming embrace of God. For grace to be understood, received, and appropriated by people, it must come through persons. Grace comes from God alone, but it must be embodied and imparted through people. This is why God became a person in Jesus Christ. This is why Jesus builds His church. The plan is to work through people. The text is clear. For we are God's masterpiece. Another translation has it as workmanship. The original Greek word is poema. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Through the person of the Holy Spirit, God is crafting you and me into marvelous expressions of His grace. He is making us to be His embrace for others. We don't do this for Jesus. We do it as Jesus. You see the difference? It's Jesus in us doing it. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. The graced life is all about becoming the masterpiece. He will consistently bring us face to face with people and situations that show us the impossibility of doing this. It's why the way is death and resurrection, not the directive to try harder to be nicer. The old ways, values, dispositions, habits, and mindset must die for the new to rise up. Here's the good news for us who are united with Jesus. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. The grace is already there. We, together, in Jesus, are the masterpiece. How's that for the puzzle project? Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus, who is grace personified. Thank You for embracing us, despite all our great problems and grand performances. we want to know your embrace more, that we might become your embrace for others. Bring us into the kind of relationships where this is the norm rather than the exception. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts today, got three of them. Number one, what is the big takeaway from today's text and reflection? What's your big takeaway? Number two, can you think of a person in your past or present life who embodies the graced embrace of Jesus? And what was it about them that showed this graced embrace? And then number three, how are you becoming the graced embrace of Jesus for others? And where are you most challenged in that? Yeah. I'm challenged. Probably more than you are. Just saying. You know, as we get ready to sing, just a couple things I wanted to just remind you of and invite you to. I want you to help us to sow this wake-up call in the lives of others. I'd love for you to join what we call the field team, the farmhands. And that's a group of people who, you know, are more than a little, they're more than casual about sowing. They want to get this thing out. And there's a link in today's email. You click it, I'll send you some things. We'll get going. And then the second thing, if you're a pastor, I'd sure love to know that you're with us on the wake-up call. A man wrote me the other day and he said, I'm a wake-up call pastor. And I'm like, wow, tell me what that means. And he wrote back, he's like, well, I'm a superintendent over a number of churches and I share this with all my pastors and I'm sharing it in my church. I want our churches reading scripture together. And the wake-up call is a great tool to do that. I'm like, that's so encouraged me. And so if you're a pastor out there, I'd love to be in touch with you. There's a link in the email today. Just click it and we'll be off to the races. Well, a lot could be said about today's entry. I actually have already said a lot. You're thinking we've heard enough. And I think it's time we sing together today. Get out in the fields. You ready? Here we go. All right. Well, we're singing our way through April, aren't we?
That's all right. You're exactly right.
We're singing our way through life. Isn't that good?
It's real good.
I mean, the only thing wrong with it is that we just need more people singing with us.
Yeah.
I mean, singing your way through your life. Life is not easy. Mm-mm. You struggling ever?
Oh, yeah. I struggle.
What are you struggling with? Lean in the microphone.
Well, I struggle with just, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing for my children and my grandchildren? And if, just let me know, God.
And you're struggling with your memory, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, my memory's not good. But I just pray that God will lead me. Just lead me from sentence to sentence.
You're doing all right.
Yeah, I can get it. It's just not good, but it could be worse. You know, yeah. I could be to a point I couldn't talk.
That's right.
So,
but yet, not only can you talk, you can sing.
Thanks. Yeah.
These songs are helping us, aren't they?
I think they are. I know they are.
You know the tunes. You remember the words.
You don't forget these songs.
And you know what? You can forget everything you ever knew, but guess who won't forget you?
the Lord Jesus Christ.
He won't forget us.
No, he will not.
And we're going to sing our way all the way home, aren't we?
Exactly.
That's what I often say that we're doing in life. We're walking each other home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're singing our way. Tell them what we're singing today.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. That's a song that, no telling how, well, it's 1873.
Yeah.
That's when it was written.
It's coming up on 150 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wrote that?
Well, it was Fanny J. Crosby.
Fanny Crosby, one of the great hymn writers. I think she was blind, and she's writing songs like this.
Is that right?
It's amazing. And so what's our number?
570.
570. We're going to sing all three verses.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Yep. That's where we're in Ephesians today. We're how it is by grace. It is by grace that you've been saved, not by works, so that none can boast.
That's right.
It's amazing. Amazing grace. We sang that recently. You ready?
Yeah.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. How what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending like above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Last verse.
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Well, that's going to be one I have a feeling a lot of you are going to be singing all day long.
That's right.
That's what a chorus. This is my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my song.
This is my story, and just make it your story too.
That's today, right? Today is the day we have to live a new chapter of that old story.
That's right.
And that's that. What more could we ask for? Well, it's time to get on out there, though. People are waiting. You know, we say Jesus is waiting for us in the morning to meet with him. Well, you know what? People are waiting all over the world. They're waiting to meet with Jesus themselves. And you know how they're going to meet him? You. They're going to meet him through your life, through your smile, through your ears, through your care, your heart. Jesus is coming live through you today. Go with him.
Amen.
Go for it. It's going to change things. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.